This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。大家好，我是冯菲菲。还有我的搭档 Rob, 不过他又迟到了。
Oh, sorry I'm late.I missed my train and had to wait for the next one.
看你气喘吁吁的样子。Are you okay, Rob? You seem breathless.
Well, you would be if you had to run to the station and from the station to the office.
It's not that far, Rob. I think this is a wake-up call.
A wake-up call? No. I set my alarm. I got out of bed...It just seems to take longer to walk to the station these days.
我不是在说你的闹钟。我们可以用 a wake-up call 来警告某人应该在一个情况变得更糟糕之前做出行动改变现状。
And what is my current situation?
You are unfit. You need to do some more exercise. Let's hear some examples of a wake-up call, shall we?
Martha's bad test results were a wake-up call for her to work harder before her final exams.
The store's poor sales results are a wake-up call for the business to move with the times and sell more fashionable clothes.
The recent extreme weather is a wake-up call for us all to do something about climate change.
你正在收听的是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。以上我们给大家介绍了如何用 a wake-up call 来表示警示、警钟的意思。It's time to change, like Rob's fitness. So, Rob, how are you going to change your current situation?
Ah, well, that's easy. I'm going to get a later train. More time in bed.
I wouldn't. Otherwise, you'll get another wake-up call.
Oh, who from?
The boss. He hates people being late all the time. So if you're not punctual, you might get the sack.
Oh, right. I'm off.
Where are you going?
To do some exercise. Like you said, I need to get fit quickly. Bye.
Good luck, Rob.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.